it was a clash between the Gabor pastoralists who had been in the area for the last almost 5 years and the local community in the area. The problem started on the 7th of this month when a group of the Dinka pastoralists came to a village called Pager, and then they abducted three people, one old man, then one old woman, and then a young man, and took them with them. On the way, they started beating the young man. And when they reached their destination, they decided to release the old man and the old woman. And then the young man, up to now, had not been released. But there was a report that actually he was killed.
Okay.
So the following morning, another group went to a village called Badiang, and then they killed four people. The four people lied there for about 3 days. They were buried the day before yesterday.
Okay.
So later we heard of other three people who were killed. Actually following, when the young man knew that this young man was not released, they decided to follow the Dinka herders. And probably when they reached there, they clashed.
So,
fire.
Yes, Honorable, has calm returned to the area right now in Lobonok?
There is no serious clashes at the moment, but the security situation is still volatile. The people, the villages that were affected, are still they are still in one village called Yapa. They left their homes, and they are in Yapa. So we don't say that the situation is calm.
Okay,
as long as the people remain displaced.
Right. Has an MP representing the people of Lobonok in the state legislative assembly. How many people have we had so far been displaced in their villages?
Nearly all the villages, except the village that they converge in, the village of Yapa, which is actually the home village of Honorable Vice President. But the rest of the villages north of that village and south of that have been displaced. So nearly the whole Payam has
okay.
been displaced,
yes.
except that one village.
Yeah. What measures have been put in place to ensure that there is no resumption of classes again?
Up to now, there are no tangible measures put in place, though, of course, the governor of Yongole and the governor of Jubek met together with their elders, and then they came up with some resolutions that, if implemented, would lead to the making the situation come to normal. But up to now, the measures that were agreed upon have not been put in place, maybe due to some difficulties in the side of the government.
Okay. So, is there any effort right now to support these people who have been displaced in the entire Payam, maybe in terms of assisting them humanitarian?
Well, we made some appeals to some organizations, but up to now, there is nothing that has been put forward, except that maybe some today there'll be some little food that will be taken. Then that was a contribution from some traders.
Okay. Now, we do understand that there has been a committee formed to investigate this scenario. Can you confirm that? Who is leading this committee?
The committee was not really to investigate. That was the committee formed by the two governors. The committee was composed of people from both sides, actually. It was not an investigation committee, but it was a committee that was to put forward measures to stop the fight and then come up with final solution, actually, so that the same situation doesn't repeat itself.